Episode 2925, Redefine Failure Fast.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive.
Happy, happy day. Are you ready to take a load off? Okay, maybe you can't because you still have a few more days left in the week. Eventually, the weekend will be around the corner. But today is Inspiration Motivation Day. It's time to get you pumped up for what God has in store for you. Redefine failure fast. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I am so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. And if you want to stay in the know, not only be in the newsletter, but also follow and subscribe, then you will know what is going on both at pray.com and here on your podcast app. Well, take a deep breath. We have all been taught to avoid failure at all cost. But what if you were to redefine failure fast and start seeing it as an opportunity for growth? Because when you think about it, failure itself, right? We've been conditioned to believe that failure is a sign of weakness. Now, I'm not saying that anybody has told you that directly, but indirectly because of how people react to our failures. Yes, did you hear the word react, not respond? Usually it's like, oh my goodness, even when we were like 2 and 3 years old. I look at my grandson right now and I'm thinking, what am I instilling into him? Now, I considered this with my children, but it's different now as a grandparent because you go through things a little bit slower, not really, it's still moving fast, but because you've already been through yours, you can double and triple check yourself before anything comes out of your mouth. It's amazing. It's like superhero powers. But seriously, right? When you take that moment, it's like, yeah, unfortunately, we are doing that. We're kind of instilling that underlining thing that, gosh, when you fail, you just weren't good enough. Now, I'm not saying that's what comes out of our mouths, but when you start with that and then you continue with it, we do it with our grades, right? You have to achieve on the ACT, SAT to get into the school that you want. You have to have a certain credit score to get a loan, right? There's always achievements. We have to achieve in order to succeed. But what if you could reverse that and actually say that failure leads to success? What if you can make failure your strength? Because when we make a mistake, right, you're given the chance to learn from it and to do better the next time. It's a teachable moment. Failure, my friend, is not a dead end, but a stepping stone on the path to success. It's through your failures that you learn and grow as an individual, as a person who you are. Failure is not something to be feared, but embraced. Proverbs 24, verse 16 says this, "For a righteous man falls 7 times and rises again." For some reason, we forget those last 3 words, "and rises again." Because what this wisdom in the Bible is telling us is that the most righteous among us, they're going to fail, they're going to fall. But guess what? The important part is that they rise again. This means that even the most successful people are going to fail at some point in their lives. It's just a matter of how they handle it. Redefine failure fast. I look at some old and new goats. I know that's horrible to say that way. I've never been a big goat fan, but the greatest of all time. Look at Michael Jordan. Now, I'm not a big basketball fan, but I am a fan of Michael Jordan. And he's known for being one of the best basketball players, right, of all time. He is a GOAT. But he also missed thousands of shots and lost hundreds of games in his career. But you don't hear anybody talking about that. You just hear about him being so successful and so talented. But what got him to that, right? Let's go back a little bit further. Let's talk about Thomas Edison, who is known as one of the greatest inventors of all time. But he failed over 1,000 times before finally inventing the light bulb. These examples show that failure is not a setback, but an opportunity for growth and progress. So the next time you encounter failure, which might be in a blink, so hold on, don't let it hold you back. Embrace it as an opportunity to learn and grow. It's a teachable moment. And remember that failure is not a sign of weakness, but a sign of progress. You know, me in football, I love it. And I'm sure there's an example in football, but right now I want to talk about tennis because yes, the Australian Open is going on right now. And I'm a tennis girl too. Now, I watch a lot of different sports. There are some I watch more than others. But right now, we've got the Australian Open, and they're in round two. American Jensen Brooksby was ahead of Casper Ruud in the third set. Okay, now Casper Ruud is ranked number two. Now, that's all you need to know. You don't need to know much about tennis to understand this, so bear with me here. But what happened was, when Brooksby was playing, he dropped his lead when Ruud broke back to win the third set. So he was on the verge. Okay, he was 5-3 in the third set. Now you got to get to 6 to win the set. Basically, I'm going to give you the quick thing if you're not sure about tennis. You got to get to 6 games to win the match. Well, the key thing was is that didn't happen because Ruud broke back. And what happened was, though, is Brooksby got all caught up in his mind. He missed that opportunity to finish the match in that third set because he gave up 3 points. It changed everything. He couldn't get past what he didn't complete. So in order to overcome, right, he had to redefine failure fast. And we're talking fast here. Do you know how fast a tennis ball goes? When guys hit it, yes, there is power. Yes, and also the greatest of all time, Serena Williams. I mean, there are power in those hits. And we're talking about hundreds of miles per hour, right? 110. I mean, it's ridiculous. For the women, maybe it's like anywhere between like 97, maybe, on a strong hit. They can get in the hundreds, by the way. But what it is that Brooksby could not let up. He was in the middle of the fight of his life to win a match. He didn't have time to sit back on the couch in his comfy chair and say, well, let me analyze this for a moment. What do you think I should do? It was an immediate, teachable moment. It was a do or die. He had to overcome and overcome fast. And the way he did it was how he redefined failure fast, which led him to beat Ruud. The number two seed is now out. He beat him in the fourth set and is now headed into the third round of the Australian Open. His best at any major yet. This is his first time in the Australian Open. Young kid. Failure is a part of the process of life. And without it, you have no success. Where do you need to redefine failure fast in your life right now? Maybe it's when you already went to the refrigerator just before you started listening to me. Maybe it's because you've already started your day and unfortunately you haven't gotten your workout in. Maybe it's because you yelled at your spouse this morning for no reason. You just decided to yell. You were upset. You're not even sure why now that you think about it. Like, what did I do? I'm not sure what I did, but I did it. You've got to redefine failure fast in order to get to where God wants you to go. He's got you on a journey. You've got to be willing. So my prayer for you, may your stumbles be stepping stones to what God desires for you. Focus not on the failures at hand, but the action of rising again in the moment of question. God's got you. Walk by faith, for one step at a time leads to miles of greatness. Go out, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.